So, hello. Talk on short notice. I will tell a bit about why I did the, in case you didn't know, I'm the new Shotwell maintainer. I'll talk about why I did it and what we did so far, or I did, and what the plans are. Spoiler, not much. So, Shotwell, why? Yeah, because I use it. And since I switched from F-Spot to Shotwell, and Shotwell was not maintained anymore, and I was fearing that I would have to switch to another tool again, and I didn't want to do that. So, primary mission is pure egoism. I don't want to switch tools. Second motivation is it's kind of nice and people use it. I mean, it's default in Fedora. It's default in Debian. In Ubuntu. It has lots of features like online publishing and stuff. So I think we kind of need to preserve it at least until maybe GNOME Photos is ready or something like that. What I've done so far, I fixed a nasty crasher. Yay. I fixed some drawing issues and I changed the build system. So that's not really much, you might say, but if you look at the numbers, it's we currently have 979 open bugs. I already closed 43. I think roughly a third of those 43 bugs were closed by actually changing the build system, because it gave us for free the new Yelp integration, the AppStream integration translation, the desktop translation, the new Intel tool stuff, the GetTag stuff. There's a whole lot of infrastructure topics that weren't possible with the old build system, but just like one line with a new build system. Admittedly, it's auto tools, but what can you do? Also, I tried to not do it because changing a build system is hard and hurts. But when I first compiled Shotwell, first thing I did was compiling in parallel, and I was wondering why the hell does it take more time to compile it in parallel than just singly. So it was like 30 seconds difference. But it was running slower in parallel than in similar. So, and trying to unlayer these weird things at some point just left one conclusion. We have to change it. We have to do something that is more common. I cannot blame Yorba for not choosing AutoTools. AutoTools is awful, as we have heard, but it's the best awful thing we have currently. May I switch to Meson? Maybe. That's nice. So what's currently more open? It's 41 bucks for 0.24, which will be the next stable. I decided to follow GNOME release schedule. So tomorrow, no, not tomorrow, on Monday will be the freeze release. So no more UI changes, not that there aren't that many. And I have already queued 24 tickets for the next day release. Admittedly, not all of those 41 will do it for the next stable. Plans. First plan. It has to be faster. Especially raw import is a pain in the ass. It takes, if I import like 100 photos from my camera, which are raw with embedded JPEG, it takes ages and up to 400% CPU. That's not good. We shouldn't do that. It sounds like an easy change. It isn't. Shotwell is big, really big, and slightly more complex than I had anticipated internally. But well. We will be getting there. Next thing is improve user experience. So there are corners in Shotwell that are great. It was really designed with the user in mind, but some corners are like weird. It's like when I fixed one ticket where it just said no photos. What it meant was there are no photos matching the current search. But we had bug reports from people that said they were panicking because they thought they had deleted all their photos because it just said no photos. That's are things that we have to improve. Also, the UI is getting a bit cluttered with all the things you can turn on and off, and the filtering and the tree browser and the lots of menu things. But that needs time and thinking about, because just ripping out stuff doesn't do any good. What I want also add is awesome geo-tagging support. I will show a demo about what it might come. It's cool. Might not come in current stable release because of the tile server issues that you maybe have heard about, the gnome maps. We will throw out deprecated stuff. It is showing that Shotwell was written in GTK2 and not carried over with the latest and greatest things, which is perfectly fine, because I think Yorba aimed to target all the LTS releases at least one back. Then you have to do it like that. I'm not planning to do that. That's why my PPA also currently targets 16.4 Ubuntu, nothing else, latest. It will probably keep on targeting 16.4 and then continue with the more recent build up, but I will not go older than 16.4. And one more thing is make it more modular. Currently it's a bit like everything is connected with everything internally. It pretends to be somewhat modular, but you can't really separate it. I tried it when changing the build system. You can't. And the benefit of that will be we will have tests. Like we will have regression testing on the image processing, so that whenever we change something in the image processing, we can make sure that we didn't break it. And it's demo time. I hope it compiled. Yes, it did. So what you can see there is one of a very nice feature that we are currently planning, or that was contributed a long time ago. And then recently, the guy who did the initial patch noticed that there's a maintainer again, and he started working on it again, rebasing it against your code base and stuff. What it does is basically it shows you all the locations that you have photos in, if your photos have location support. The thing shows you like a couple of things. I'm very bad at geotagging my stuff. I'm very specific about where to geotag. But you can use it to browse. For example, this is Barcelona. The user experience is a bit strange in places. Still, we are refining that, but why am I in airplane mode? So you can see you have a cluster of images that are roughly in the area of Barcelona. And if you actually zoom in, it should spread. Hopefully, yeah. You can see the individual photos there highlighted, and the browser is switching to them, stuff like that. Not only you can use it to browse photos, you can use it to tag the photos by just dragging them around. See, this should be roughly here. So now you have geotagged your photo. That's something I want to have in, but we have to clarify the map tile stuff first, because I feel bad freeloading on OSM, and we probably can't do that because we don't know the user base of Shotwell currently. It might be just too much for the fair use thing that they allow. So that's the demo. My question is to me. Did I underestimate the task? Yes. I didn't look at the book tricker. It was over $1,000 when I started. That was probably a mistake. I severely underestimated the code base. It's large. It's in places undiscoverable. It goes, we're currently, Daniel is helping me. We're trying to figure out why the raw import is happening in the main thread. And it's, we don't know. It just happens. The code paths are going back and forth and in background tasks and then scheduled into foreground again. And so, but finally, it's just work that needs to be done. Yeah, then again, what I said in the introduction, why? Because there's GNOME photos, there's DigiCam, there's other stuff. Yeah, I use it. So, pet peeve. Am I doing this alone? Currently, yes. There's one guy doing a bit of bug triaging. There's Daniel jumping in. Contributors are coming back, actually, now. There's people that were contributing and then kind of gave up reappear, which is really nice. But if you feel inclined to work on a rather large GTK application in Vala, join in. Yeah, since that was a spontaneous talk, I'm done. So it's time for your questions.
Thank you.
Welcome.
For maintaining and for giving the talk.
Welcome.
Get a new maintainer.